Hi, I'm Nicole Parker.
And I'm Paul F. Tompkins, and we are the hosts of the Neighborhood Listen. We'd like to welcome you to the Earwolf Presents podcast.
Yes, welcome. Each week, you'll get a special episode from the Earwolf universe of podcasts, or even something completely original and brand new.
And today, you will hear an episode of our show, The Neighborhood Listen.
Yes, and you know, Paul, we should probably explain what The Neighborhood Listen is. Do you think we should?
Yes, all right.
Okay, well, I mean, I didn't want to make it a big deal. I didn't want to open a can of worms.
Well, let's give the babies their bottles.
I've really opened the can of worms. So we take actual posts from things like these other neighborhood apps that are out in the world where you can find out if there's coyotes in your area or who's stealing your mail.
Exactly. And we use those as the jumping off point for character improv. We host in character, and then we have guests that are also playing characters. And we have to say, special shout out to Brett Morris, who plays Doug the Engineer.
Yes, he plays my character, Joan Pedestrian's husband, Doug. And you play someone named Burnt Mia Payday. And if that's not enough to get you to listen, folks, I don't know what is.
Well, maybe this will do it. The guest on this episode is Ego Wodum. This is one of our favorite episodes.
SNL.
Yeah, she's so funny.
She's amazing.
She's fantastic. And she picked a great post for us to use on this episode. And it, you know, there's a lot of magic in this, but the ending especially was very satisfying for me. So
yeah, it's like when you post a video and you say, wait for it, wait till the end. You guys, you have to listen to the whole thing to get the full scope of what we did with this episode. Boy, does it come full circle.
We want you to get our scope.
That's right. So listen, seasons 1 and 2 are free wherever you get your podcasts, but season 3 is available only on Stitcher Premium.
Yeah, just go to stitcherpremium.com/neighborhood and use the code neighborhood for a free trial. But for now, enjoy this season 3 episode for free.
Hooray!
And huzzah. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your neighbor.
Good. In Dignity Falls, you're never alone. You've got the Neighbor Half app and us.
Bert.
And Joan. From coyotes to mail theft to weird things to sell, we'll cover it all.
And meet new neighbors as well.
We'll chat about any posts you're missing. So just tune in
to the Neighborhood Listen.
Welcome once again to The Neighborhood Listen. I'm Burnt Mia Payday, and with me as always is
Joan Pedestrian.
That's right.
I tried going up on my name, the first name.
Joan Pedestrian.
It's just new. I just thought I'd try something new.
What would the reverse sound like, I wonder?
Joan Pedestrian.
That is boring. I think that the way you did it, I think that your instinct was correct and you jazzed it up, and I think in a great way.
The way I say it, don't you have more questions about me when I do it that way?
Yes, I do.
Don't you say, I want to know more about her?
Here's what's simultaneously happening is, I think I want to know more about her, but she's also saying her name in a way that makes me think I know her already and I'm in trouble now.
Burnt, you couldn't have said anything better to me right now.
This is your dream.
This is my literal dream. Now, I want to get to something right away, okay? Because I feel like you might try to.
I do too, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. You go first.
No, you go first.
Okay. Well, you're not going to like it. I'm going to talk about my visit to your apartment.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
Because as you know, if you were listening to the last episode, I was going to go over to Brent's apartment to hang some motivational posters.
I tried to tell Joan that I know how to hang things. That is something that I learned to do. And I did not
a handyman to put a nail in a wall.
Yes, and then I saw how it was done. I didn't need him anymore. And he was very upset. And as a result, of course, I've been blackballed by the handyman guild.
Union?
I don't know. The handyman circles.
It's probably a guild.
Mm. Joan, before you go, I want to
preface this. Where am I going?
Before you go further, I should say.
I know. I was just making a joke.
I would like to preface this for the listener. My Murphy bed is almost touching the floor again. So that's I know that you're going to have a lot of things that you noticed, but I do want to point that out because that is progress.
I am glad. And did you take the police tape down? I went over there and he had that yellow police tape crisscross over the Murphy bed. And I just thought, who are you doing that for? Is it just for you to remind you not to sleep in there because it's so dangerous right now?
I mean, it was mostly for visitors, but I got to tell you, a couple times it came in handy with me.
Because you went, whoa, well, that was a close one.
Exactly. And then I started taking pictures.
Oh, like you were a forensics team?
That's right. No, it was fun. I see why those guys do it.
For the fun of it. Sure, for the fun of it. No doubt. Mm-hmm. And that's certainly why lots of people watch those shows. Boy, there's a lot of those shows.
There's tons. People love to see people carved up.
They really do.
What's the optimal amount?
Of how much to see like a CSI, an NCIS, yes, an NCIS, exactly.
What's the cap?
I mean, I would say one and done.
One, Joan. Yes. But don't you know, you're depriving people of different degrees of grisliness. So, like, you have a Quincy, old school, very.
Oh, you took us very far.
Well,
back.
I'm saying, one of the original.
We might have lost listeners. Someone might have just turned this off.
One of the original. I mean, definitely a forefather to the CSI shows, and I hope people wouldn't turn this off just because I mentioned an old TV show.
Well, they just might not feel like it's relatable anymore. I don't know. The reason I think I'm reacting to that is because, you know, I'm on TikTok now, which has just been an adventure.
That's right. And I wanted to ask you about that. But please continue with your assessment of my apartment as it is.
All I'm saying is I did see that. We hung up the posters. That's great. But it was a little darker. Just in an energy than I wanted it to be. You had Connie in silk pajamas. That's a whole side thing. I want to know where you even got those.
Connie, of course, my ventriloquist dummy with a broken jaw. Yes.
And in one room, everybody, I just got to say, I didn't say anything about it. But in one room, you have a map. You have a map. And I couldn't get a quite good look at it, but you had the red strings going from place to place to place. Like you were trying to solve a murder. And I can't stop thinking about it, Bernd.
Well, it's not as dramatic as you may think. I'm not trying I'm not trying to solve a murder. I'm trying to predict one. And I'm assessing likely places in Dignity Falls where murders could happen.
Well, tell me some of the places. We'll tell everyone to avoid them. And based on what criteria?
Well, there's many criteria. There is a darkness. There is ease of escape. There is loud noises in a nearby area. So these are all places that if you were a murderer, you would say, oh, this is great. I can get out of this alley very quickly. There's the noise of a factory next door. So no one's going to hear the screams. And it's very dark. So they probably won't find the body for a long time.
It is true. Most murders statistically take place in the darkness.
The darkness, yes. The darkness.
So could you tell us what an actual building or an actual location that fits all of that we need to avoid?
There's the slaughterhouse at Gerald Ford and Poplar. Which I think is a great place to kill someone because the screams from the animals are indistinguishable from the screams from the humans. You know, pigs are very smart.
But where would someone kill? You're in and amongst the pigs?
Of course you wouldn't do it in the slaughterhouse. You would do it nearby. There's plenty of nearby dark little crevices where you could drag someone and kill them.
Bert, are you going out into town and walking around alleyways just surveying them to see if they're murder scenes? Potentially? Well,
not always walking, but sometimes riding my bike and taking notes, of course, a lot of voice memos and things like that. That's tricky because riding the bike one-handed is not advisable.
Why are you riding the bike one-handed?
Well, because I'm doing the voice memo with the other hand.
Okay.
Holding my phone
so
up.
So you're biking around.
Yes.
You have a phone in your one hand and you're saying what exactly?
I'm saying things like slaughterhouse at Gerald Ford and Poplar, likely murder spot. And then I remember later why.
And then you go home and you listen to your voice moments and you put up another red string.
That's right. That's
Bert, you need to get out and not to look for another murder area.
I don't know. I don't know, Joan.
So that explains the yellow police tape.
Yes.
Because I think you're just getting into the whole theme a little bit too much.
Maybe. I mean, I'm having fun. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Right?
Well, usually that statement is true.
If a murderer said that, of course you'd say it's not all right because you're having fun with is murder.
Let's get Doug to weigh in on this. Oh. We haven't said, you know, do you remember
I don't know why we
last
need that
year?
To happen, but.
I always do. You don't you love to hear what he has to say about things?
Yeah, Bert.
Let me get back to you on that question.
Doug is in. Remember how last year we had the bean room? You know, it was all jelly beans and bread. Right.
Yeah, well, every kind of bean.
Every kind of bean.
Jelly, coffee.
Bean bags.
A poster of Mr.
Yes.
Correct. So I'm, you know, as you know, I'm cutting sugar. And so, you know, I needed to get rid of that room. So it's now the nut room. Every kind of nut. And, you know, we also did that fun thing where it's like crushed peanut shells on the floor.
That
you know,
is so
you
fun.
Just crunch around.
It is like you're fun, on a honky tonk. Yes, exactly.
Correct. But that's where Doug is. Doug, babe, what do you think of Bernd looking for murder scenes in our town?
What do I think of it? I think it's off-putting.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, Doug, judge of all. Would you think it was off-putting if I prevented a murder from happening?
I think in context, you waiting for the murder to happen.
Not waiting for it to happen. I'm trying to prevent it from happening.
Right, but okay. How will we know that you prevented it if you say something's going to happen and then it never happens? I mean,
Of course I will have to, I didn't want to say this part, but of course I'll have to take to the streets and patrol and make sure that none of these murder spots are being used for murder.
Is this not vigilantism?
Well,
good word, Doug.
Thank you.
Good word, Doug. I mean, I'm not wearing a mask or anything. I'm not, you know, I am really just I'm not going to apprehend these people. I'm not going to mix it up with them in any way. I am just going to go to these spots. If I see someone is about to commit a murder, I'm just going to go, hey, and I bet that'll scare them away.
Here's my concern, Bernd. If you are trying to just be around the most creepy looking places, you could end up looking like an accomplice to several murders because they will be able to see you on closed caption television. You'll be at the scene of the crime.
Well,
literally.
if they see me on closed caption television, what they will see is a concerned citizen hiding in the dark.
I don't think they'll see it that way.
Hold on a second. Concerned citizen hiding in the dark.
You're right.
As soon as the murderer shows up, they may be thinking, oh, this, I see he's waiting for his buddy, the murderer, to show up. And then as soon as the knife goes up in the air and I go, hey, they will understand that I am not an accomplice. I am actually thwarting the murderer.
How did you land on just, hey?
Well, it's a common word. Everyone knows what it means. And it's a classic interruption.
It's a
classic interruption.
But boy, I would almost argue that it could mean many different things depending on how it's said. Like Joan.
Okay. So what are you concerned the context would be, the mistaken context would be?
Okay. So say that the murderer is about to commit a murder.
Yes.
As murderers are wont to do.
Yes.
And they hear, hey, and instead it startles them. It gets you killed.
Well, I'm not going to be close enough. That's the thing.
Where are you going to be?
I'll be cloaked in darkness.
I'll be cloaked in darkness, of course. Thank you, Doug. And
sometimes
I'm not
you guys
be,
do agree.
I'm not going to be like hiding in a trash can. I will be at a discreet distance, close enough to see what is going on, and to disturb them by saying, "Hey."
Listen, I wish I could see you put your energy towards something else, but everyone needs a hobby and you seem to be very passionate about it. I just worry you're going to get hurt. Or accused of several murders.
Well, I don't think I'm going to get hurt. I don't think I'll get accused of several murders.
With zero alibi, because they'll say, where were you? You'll say, I was right there.
Well, I'm going to say this podcast serves as my alibi. I hope that I will just turn this over to law enforcement officials and say, you can see what I was going for. I factored in there will be several murders for which I will be blamed. But I don't think people will. I think once they hear my story, they will understand.
Sure.
And of course, no one got murdered.
Of course. I mean, but that's like a billion Schrodinger's murders. Oh, sorry? It's a bit rain on my parade?
You said that's like, and I said rain on your wedding day, but I was
the Alanis Morissette song?
Oh, that's who that is. Yes. I should not have tried to predict what you were going to say. It's a fool's errand.
Okay.
Now, Joan, I wanted to ask about you. I know that you were working on some Mayor of Easttown songs.
Ugh. It was before I saw the whole series again.
Now what do you think?
I don't know. It was so, so dark. And I know musicals can be dark sometimes, but.
Exactly. Phantom of the Opera. Christ. Chandelier accident.
Again, that actually happens in every performance, Bert. I know you thought it happened just in yours.
It seems like an outrageous thing to recreate.
They do it eight times a week on Broadway.
That seems impractical to me.
It's what got butts in the seats. It pissed off the whole Broadway community when it came. I was very controversial. Because
why were people angry?
Because he said you don't need all the bells and whistles. You just need, you know, the lyrics and the notes and the acting. You don't need a chandelier or a helicopter like in Miss Saigon. You know, that was how it started getting very technical.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember there was an escalator in that the revival of Gypsy?
No. Which revival? Because Bernd, there have been several.
That it was a recent one, I think, with Avril Lavigne.
I don't. I'm gonna say.
Did I dream that?
Pretty sure.
Maybe I dreamed.
Avril Lavigne. Who was she playing?
She was playing Gypsy Rose Lee, and there was an escalator. And there was like this whole. They made a song about the escalator, and I guess it was to probably try to justify the cost.
Listen, did you dream this entire thing?
I think I did. I dreamed an intermission. Yeah, I dreamed an intermission.
I'm going to go out on a limb. I don't think that the time Gypsy is set in, unless this was one of those like Gypsy set in the future or the 80s.
That's what it was.
Which would be a really weird take on the revival. Yes.
Do you know what it was? It was the 1950s version of an 80s future.
That's
what it was.
That's too many hats. I can't.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yes, I'm working on it, but I just have to sit with it for a minute. That finale, really, we'll not talk about it because maybe no one, some people have not seen it yet.
Right.
But I just have to sit with it for a minute. That was, whew. Well, but I'll tell you what, I'm a real fan of just, I was in a bad mood the other day. Doug and I had a fight. Sorry, we're fine now, but you remember. We had a fight. I stormed out of the house. And I felt like Mare. I was like, I just want to get in the car and slam. She's so annoyed at everything all the time. She's just like, ugh. And she's vaping. And she's drinking a Rolling Rock. And she looks like shit. And she doesn't care. And she's so sturdy. And she just gets it. She figures her shit out. And there's something about it that I find attractive. She's just done. She doesn't have time to feel, which is a problem. But, oh, boy. The other
night. You know who else sounded attractive was that guy Pierce who dropped by.
Why was he in that?
He dropped by the set.
He
wasn't that
literally
nice?
Dropped by, and he looked like the old version of him in that awful movie Prometheus.
That's right. I think he was on his way somewhere else, and he stopped by to say hi. And they said, "Do you want to do some scenes?" And he's like, "Sure."
That's quite literally what happened. Like when someone sits in on a podcast because they're nearby or they happen to be in town.
Exactly.
He just happened to be in town.
Exactly.
If he was not, we can't talk about it.
Ugh. No, we can't. What?
Well, then we already have explained that basically he's not significant in the show.
No, he really isn't. We can talk about whatever. I mean, the show aired months ago, we can say whatever we want.
If he's not going to be the murderer, why the hell was he in that show?
He was there for Mare to say no to.
Right.
And for then she finally says yes, and he's like, I'm out of here.
And for her to dress up a couple times.
I bet listeners are happy to finally hear our Mare of Easttown roundup.
Yeah, because this probably won't come out for weeks.
Yeah, here we are in July, and people are saying, I am ready to hear their thoughts.
Those hot takes on Mare of Easttown.
Now, so when you slammed the car door, after the fight, did you happen to come up with any musical numbers?
Well, there's one that I keep on having in my head that's sort of I wanted to have, I want there to be a lot of driving songs, right? Because she's always driving.
She's always driving.
Where there's a beat that's steady, you know?
Yes.
But what I thought would be kind of fun is that, you know how so many times she thinks she sees that prowler? And so she's driving and then just, and then she slams on the brakes and she runs out. I'm sorry, was that too loud?
It startled me.
I'm sorry.
That blew out the speakers.
It legitimately startled me.
I'm sorry, Doug.
That's quite all right. Oh,
I can't help this. I can't help this classically trained resonance. Okay, I can't. So I thought it'd be funny to have a song where she's like going and going. Oh, just to be like going and going and going and going and then stop. And then she gets out and she runs. I'm sorry if I did it again.
I was ready for it this time. I'll be on guard for the rest of the episode.
So the song keeps on getting interrupted, right? So she's thinking about who did it. Maybe that's the lyric. Who did it? Wait, you know, so that it's like it's a stop and a start kind of song that I thought might be kind of fun.
And right. And it mirrors all the meaningless red herrings and twists and turns in the show.
Correct.
Yes.
Right. So that's all I've got for now. Listen, I took a right turn and went on a big deep dive into all of the stuff that that's happening fashion wise with TikTok. There's all sorts of crazy like fashion accounts. I mean, these are from, you know, all the kids who like middle part their hair and they have just long hair. And there's
yes.
Have you heard of these things? Have you heard of cottage core burnt?
I have heard of it. Yes. It's people pretend they're in a cottage.
It's just Little House on the Prairie, but it's young people just they're trying to find these. They're sharing where you can find these dresses. And I'm like, oh my God, I dressed like that. I was a theater. I was 13. I dressed like that.
Sure. You know, the Target, they put out these dresses.
They
and,
did.
And then there was a whole meme of people making fun of them.
Oh, was there?
Yes.
I missed that part.
There was people were sharing pictures of themselves in the dresses, just laughing and laughing.
Ugh, I gotta tell you, it was one of the first times it was really like, oh boy, I'm just getting older, you know, and I don't like it when I can't understand something. I always want to be able to participate, but you know what? It's not for me. Cottagecore is not meant for me, and it's not for me. Not everything has to be.
Why don't you ought to start real estate core.
Don't even joke about that. That's going to be on there tomorrow. It's going to be red blazers mm-hmm. and like big fat name tags mm-hmm. and a chunky clip-on earring.
Right. A plate of fresh baked cookies.
A plate of fresh baked cookies. This actually, I think you just created something, Bert.
I wouldn't mind it. I wouldn't mind it if young people started taking out ads on bus stop benches. It's just their picture and their TikTok handles.
And also part of it is you have to have like the right like phrase. We want to get you in a home.
You know, my favorite, this puts me in mind of a real estate couple. They were a team and their tagline, it was a man and a woman. Their tagline was married to their work, not to each other. It's a true thing that I saw.
And they were sleeping together for sure.
Absolutely. What a scandal that would be in your town. All right. I have no idea how long we've been talking, Joan.
Probably a while. Probably too long.
Doug, what do you think?
I've been slipping on nuts this entire time.
Slipping?
So you've not really been looking at the clock?
I haven't. There's no clock in here.
Why didn't you sit? Because time doesn't matter in the nut room.
No, you don't want the stress of time.
That's kind of scary.
It's like Vegas.
Time doesn't matter in the nut room. Is there some sort of mystical aspect to this nut room?
You don't want to have parameters put on your nut eating. No.
Now hold on. Let me get a handle on the nut room. So it's stocked with nuts. Is that correct? Any kind of nut you might want?
Any kind of nut you might want. Even and for fun, like, you know, before you ask, yes, nuts like the bolt and the nuts.
And
I have a whole bunch of, yeah, nuts. No bolts, just the nuts.
Circus peanuts?
No bolts.
Absolutely. What am I, an idiot?
Packing peanuts?
D's nuts?
Oh, God.
I was getting there.
I know you were, Doug, and I subverted you.
The twins made that joke every day that we were building
they
it. They also thought
did.
The nut room meant something else. I told them, no, it doesn't.
The twins, of course, Matt and Cranch.
That's right.
And so in addition to the nuts that are stocked, there's also just crushed up nuts on the floor.
Just peanut shells.
Oh, just peanut shells. Okay.
Yeah, the peanut shells. Like when you go to some of those, those bars where they do that.
And Doug, that's what you're slipping on?
I'm slipping on those. There's many kinds of shells, though.
Mm.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's news to me.
Seashells, snail.
Uh-huh. Why is that?
Well, the shells is kind of its own thing. There's the nut room, but then the shell floor.
Okay.
So it only overlaps with the peanuts because of the shells.
Right.
But then
right.
It takes on a life of its own.
And no walnut shells.
Bullet casing shells.
Sure. Absolutely. Shotgun shell. Yes. Yeah.
Those ones will really trip you up.
I don't know why we didn't put a single seat in that room.
What is the end game with your home, do you think?
I don't know.
With all these rooms.
We lost the thread this past year, of course, because there was nothing to do but make more rooms. We took down all the decorations of all the ones that we previously recorded in, and they're all new. I don't know what the end game is.
What's your current favorite room in the house?
Oh, the potato chip room. Oh, it is such a blast. I know this sounds like, no, but that's not what you think. This house has had... You can't believe how many potato chips that look like famous people. Mm. So many. And I thought, well, we got to put them someplace. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I save everything, you know, my children's teeth, all that stuff. Doug thinks that's creepy, but I do. I'm sorry.
Well,
I remember
Doug thought the children's teeth would be valuable in a post-apocalyptic society.
that's right. I forgot about that.
Oh, it's burned into my brain.
So we have, you know, now we have them on display. It's kind of like a little museum. And what I get to do is go back and it reminds me of all the times that my kids found them. And it's just sort of like a nostalgic thing.
The teeth as a necklace and you make decorations out of them.
No. Okay. Yes. Yes, I do that. I'm talking about the potato chip room though, babe. You know, the one where like you can see where Cranch found a Marlon Brando. He found a Ronald Reagan. He found...
There's a Don Knotts.
There's five Don Knotts.
Wow, these kids' pop culture reference knowledge is amazing.
Old souls.
Old souls. Marlon Brando, Ronald Reagan, Don Knotts. All their faves.
Yep. It's just a good time. It's a good time. Mm. You got to come over. You got to come up and check it out. It's really good.
Okay, I will. I will. I love museums. do you remember, Joan, this is so long ago, but you did that jingle for Banjo Style Potato Chips.
Banjo Style?
Yes, that was a local potato chip company here in Dignity Falls, and they never went national, but they did buy airtime on local TV, and you did the jingle for Banjo Style Potato Chips. Do you remember that jingle, how it went?
I remember it.
Okay, are we, what key are we in, babe?
C.
No, the people's key.
I'll make it work.
Oh, would you like a different key, babe?
It's fine. It's fine, babe. When you want a chip that goes crunch, 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 but you don't want to get full of bunch, 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 new Banjo chips, they are the best. If you want a chip that goes crisp, 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 and you don't want to have your go beep, 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 and your stomach doesn't have a clue, then get those Banjo chips, Banjo chips, Banjo chips, Banjo chips for crunch, 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 and a bunch, 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 crunch. The end.
Yeah, I remember it was unique in jingles because it did include the lyric, the end. Yeah. All right, well, I think we have to take a break. And when we return, we will, of course, we have scoured the NeighborHap social media application, and we will be talking to a neighbor from Dignity Falls when The Neighbor Listen returns.
Hi, everybody. It's Maura here. I got a French torso mannequin, $70. It's like new. Need more space. It's French torso mannequin. It's taking up all the room. I need to get rid of it. And so, as I said before, like new, need more space. No smoking, no stains, no rips, no kids. I don't need to explain to you what that means. I don't have time.
And we are back with the Neighborhood Listen. And of course, we do have a guest, as we do in this segment. And Joan, could you read this post before we introduce our guest?
Yes, I'd be happy to. Okay, so this post came from Lena. And the title is, Song Name? Need some quick help. She needs it quick. Not just regular help.
People don't think to put a time limit on these things.
They don't.
It's important.
Know, in some ways, I appreciate it.
Yep.
If you're not going to be quick, don't even bother. My 7-year-old is obsessed with a song she hears on the radio. Usually by the time she lets me know it's playing, it's way too late for me to Shazam it. The song sounds very 70s, 80s, almost reminds me of Give It To Me Baby by Rick James, but sounds like Earth, Wind & Fire, maybe? It goes, and she writes, quote, something, something, baby. And then all caps, oh. I ask here, because you guys were pretty good at finding the name of the song in someone else's post. So I'm hoping someone can help my daughter add this song to her playlist. And so we just thought we could just crowdsource this and we could have her on. Please welcome Lena.
Hi.
Lena, welcome.
Hello. Hi. Hello.
Now,
hi.
Lena, first question, of course, any luck in determining what this song is?
No. And at this point, you know, inviting me onto this podcast kind of null and void because I said I needed quick help. This,
I know. I know. It's been, do you know what? I just realized that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, boy. Yeah. You know what? That's on us. I'm so sorry.
That is on us.
Yeah.
We just wanted to help, though, because it seemed like there weren't a lot of responses to your post. And we wanted to maybe reach a wider audience if we could, if people
bullshit.
Are listening to this.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
that
I
was
do.
Bullshit.
Again, we are very
do you want,
sorry.
Would you like to, do you want to continue and we can try to see if we could get to the bottom of it or is not, you do, because you certainly don't have to stay.
No,
I don't
I'd like to.
Okay.
I'd like
okay.
to, just because I haven't slept since I put this up. I haven't been able to sleep, and that's been 1 month. I said I needed quick help, right? So I thought I would be getting help maybe a day at worst. Three if people were really struggling, but it's been a month. So I haven't slept. And my daughter is about to be 8 years old now. So again, post is null and void at this point. Null and void.
Does she no longer like the song?
Well, she's eight. It's different. You remember transitioning from 7 to 8, right?
Oh,
you remember
very,
your transition.
Very clearly,
absolutely.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's not that she doesn't like the song. She doesn't even remember the song. This isn't a hot topic for her now. But we're here. Let's talk the song. What's up?
Okay.
Here's one question I had.
Please. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when you said it almost reminded you of Give It To Me, Baby. Now that is, that's a pretty recognizable chorus.
Could you actually do that chorus for me? Because I understand it's recognizable for most, but for the people who don't recognize the song, maybe.
Well, it's sort of just that quick, Give It To Me, Baby. You know, I feel silly singing it because I can't touch Rick James.
Actually, as soon as you did it, I got it for the people, not for me. Obviously, I wrote the post. I know the song. Yeah. Okay. So I said, Give It To Me, Baby by Rick James. Give It To Me, Baby. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, but then later you say it says something, something, baby. So what I was trying to help you do is deduce, is to eliminate someone. So yeah, maybe it wasn't that one. And we can get that off the table because I think you would have remembered, you know, he was saying, give it to me, baby. So maybe we can just take that one off the table.
So it's definitely not Rick James, Give It To Me, Baby. But what I felt very curious, Lena, is that you said it was like Rick James, Give It To Me, Baby, but by Earth, Wind & Fire.
I had that same question. Like a cover by them?
Well, no, it just sounds like something like Earth, Wind & Fire, maybe, because it sounded like multiple people. It sounded like multiple people.
Yeah. So then I think also another way to eliminate at least Rick James, the artist, it was multiple people like doing nice harmonies. Yeah.
It was some layering on the track. Yes.
Yes. Some layering on the track. Well, that would, you know.
I don't know that narrows down to.
Well, it was something like, okay, so we've got Give It To Me, Baby is out, but not necessarily out. It could have been that.
It could be, is Rick James as the artist out? It could be a cover of Give It To Me, Baby by Earth, Wind & Fire.
Maybe, but it was, again, multiple people. So if it were Rick, it could have been a cover. It could have been Rick James featuring somebody else. Does that make sense? You follow?
Yes.
But also it could have been like Love to Love Ya, Baby. It was.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. So.
Right. The O part.
And the O, seems all caps, because I needed people to know that at that part. I feel, if I remember, all the voices came in together and delivered the O.
Okay.
But again, this is all happening fast for me. You have to remember.
Of course. And you needed fast help.
Yes. Paint the picture for us. You're driving in the car. Was this just the radio, the regular radio?
No, no. So if I'm being honest, we weren't driving in the car. If I'm being honest.
Oh, you know what? You didn't say you were in the car. I put you in the car, and I'm sorry for that.
That's okay. I have been mischaracterized in worse ways.
Really?
Yeah. Do you really want to know? Do you want to go there?
I'm a little curious. I wouldn't mind. Well, it might be good for my pre-investigation.
She might not want to talk about it. Oh, no.
Well,
don't bring your investigation.
Well, my ex-husband calls me controlling. Yeah. So.
Oh.
Yeah. My ex-husband calls me controlling. I actually think I'm pretty chill and easygoing. But anyway, do you want more mischaracterizations? I can keep going.
As many as you're willing to offer.
Just say, go
Bert,
off.
What
go.
Are you doing?
Okay, Bert. I've also been called pushy by my sister. My sister's called me pushy.
Mm-hmm.
My pee popped there, so let me just... And my pee and pushy, not...
What did your pee pop call you?
My pussy pop... What? I'm sorry. My brain's breaking. My pussy popping, my pee popping.
Oh, my.
No, okay. This is getting... We're getting off track here. About the song.
Okay.
We weren't in the car. Okay. We were not in the car, just for the record.
Understood.
My daughter was in the front yard listening to her boombox. Mm. And she's listening to her boombox. It's usually tuned into 97.1 Kiss FM. Mm-hmm. And I was in the house cooking. If you must know, fajitas.
Oh.
If you must know, you guys are an inquisitive bunch. I'm trying to beat
we
you to
do.
The punch.
We do ask a lot of questions, and you yeah. got us there. You got us there. I hadn't thought of the question. You
were gonna occupational ask hazard, I guess.
Yeah, fajitas. Okay, so my daughter's listening to her boombox in the front yard, and she calls me, Mommy, 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 and I come running out. I have on my apron, of course, because you no chef
cooks without an apron. Sure.
Yeah, you don't cook without an apron. Only a fool does. So I run outside.
I am with you there.
Thinking maybe she's being kidnapped. Okay. And this has happened three separate times. I keep thinking
three
she's being kidnapped.
Three separate times?
She's being, because we don't have a white picket fence, Bert. And you have a white picket fence?
I do not. I live in an apartment.
He's in an apartment building.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, an apartment building. Okay, mm-hmm. Great. Well, we don't have a fence. And besides Jesus, Jesus be a fence. Jesus is a fence. Sometimes he takes the wheel. Anyway.
Double duty.
He can do it all. What can't Jesus do? So I run outside. This again, three occasions. She says, Mommy, Mommy, the song is on. The song. And the first time she said, I'm like, what song? She actually described to me the something, something baby.
Oh.
She didn't add the O. Mm. The O. Mm. I threw that in all caps because third time this happened, I did catch the O at the end, tail end, by the time she called me out. This is making sense. Everybody follows, yes?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm sorry, am I being controlling right now?
No, not at
not
all. You're being neither controlling nor
all.
Pushing. No,
okay.
You're
pushy.
Being a perfect guest, absolutely.
Nothing is popping
okay.
in a bad
Nothing's,
way.
Only good pops. Okay,
that's correct.
So, she's out front. I run out. Again, last time this happens, I hear the O. I put it in all caps because at this point I am pissed at the little girl because she never once told me there was an O at the end. So my all caps O was more of a passive aggressive dig at my daughter.
Oh, I see.
So it could have been give it to me, baby. Could have been love to love you, baby. Could have been you're the only one for me, baby. I mean.
But there's also a lot more to this post now that I understand the relationship. There's a lot between the lines going on.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So now here's a question. If it was Wes in 97.1, you said?
FM,
it's probably playing current music. So, and if it's been playing over and over again, it could be like a Billboard Top 100. It could be like a something current, which means it probably wouldn't be Rick James or Earth, Wind & Fire, unless, like you said, it's someone featuring or sampling one of those songs. Mm. But that's what we should look up. Again, I know it's late help. But wouldn't it help you sleep? Would it help you sleep to just at least figure it out?
It would help me sleep and I would love to figure it out if it's current. But again, I said it sounds very 70s or 80s and I'll be the first to admit I'm not I'm not too adept at guessing decades, but 70s or 80s, I would say. And I kind of say that with my full chest wholeheartedly.
Let's play a round of decade guess. And I'll throw out some things and you tell me what decade you think this belongs to.
Okay,
this will be fun.
Great.
World War II.
Okay. War. Okay. I'm going to go final answer the 40s.
Correct.
Oh, well that was great. Look at you.
You got in what you're better than you think you are.
It was a lucky guess. Keep going.
All right.
Oh, can I do one?
Yes, please.
Okay, Y2K.
Not to be mistaken for B2K, the boy band. Y2K. I'm gonna go 2K. That is 2K is 2000, but why 2000? Perhaps by the time we're in the 2010s, we're wondering why are we in this deep? 2010s.
I'm afraid that's incorrect. Y2K would have been the early 2000s.
So my question is, why is that 2K? Because if it's...
Asking you, Bernd, why 2K?
Yes.
Why 2K?
I understand.
Because if it's just 2K, why couldn't we call it 2Ks?
If it's just 2K.
If it's just 2K,
are you asking why?
Oh, yes, I see.
I'm too smart for my own good. It does make it hard for me to connect with people.
Now, who characterized you that? Who characterized you that way?
Oh, that was my mother. she characterized me like that. Ex calls me controlling, sister calls me pushy, and my mom says I'm too smart for my own good.
How would you characterize your ex-husband if he's so big on characterizing you?
Coward.
Oh.
Wet blanket, soggy log, flat rug.
This paints a picture.
It truly does.
Yes. Ooh, but the difference between my characterizations and his characterizations are mine are accurate.
Of course.
His are not.
Yeah, you know, sure.
I've never heard the derogatory term flat rug before, but now that I've heard it, I would never want someone to call me that.
Oh, goodness.
Trampled on with no regard. Dirty shoes, dirty feet, trampled on.
Just a bad adjective followed with a boring noun.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. That's my ex for you. But anyway, too smart for my own good, I've been told. Just answer my question for me, Bert. Why 2K? If it's 2K, why the Y? Does that
why because why the Y?
That, yes, I do have an answer for that. The Y stands for year. So it was year 2000, and people abbreviated it.
Deduce that we were talking about a year if it was all common knowledge for the public? Like,
Lena, I agree with you, and I think people were just having fun.
I'm getting pissed off.
We don't need to add to your list of things that piss you off. I think we're maybe just need to stay on track here.
On track. Okay. Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be called a lukewarm washcloth or whatever.
Imagine getting on the plane, flying first class, and they give you a lukewarm washcloth. You'd be pissed.
Oh, no, thank you.
You'd be pissed.
I sure would. Or lukewarm nuts. And guess what? We don't have those in the nut room. Only warm nuts.
Warm nuts. Well, let me tell you something about lukewarm nuts. My ex. Anyway. Anyway, back on track, you say he's going to hear this episode and he's going to be.
Oh, he is?
He's a big fan. Mm-hmm. Oh. He's a big fan.
He's a big fan of
this show. A listener of our podcast? You're kidding.
Yeah. Oh. He is a huge fan. Oh.
Yeah. Well, that's not, I mean, he doesn't sound like a very nice person. But I'm still glad to know your fans.
I like that you assume he's not nice despite all the nasty remarks I've made about him.
I feel like, I don't know, Lena, I feel like you're a straight shooter. I feel like you're trying to find out what this song is for yourself and for your daughter.
I'm sorry to take us off track. Yep.
Let me ask you this. No, that's all right. Let me ask you this. Your daughter, has she ever sung any more of the song for you?
Well, there's something tricky going on in our home here.
Uh-oh.
She's not singing so much these days because I told her her voice does give me a headache. But she's really talented in other areas. Fantastic painter. So no, she hasn't sang more of the song. She doesn't, you know, Bert?
Burnt.
Okay.
Like burnt garbage.
To a crisp.
Right? Burnt I was just garbage. Trying to play the game of talking about your ex-husband.
Burnt garbage. Oh, I love that. I love that. This is my friend.
You can use it.
You're my friend. Burnt garbage. Okay.
I sometimes forget that my name is also an adjective. And it's,
yes, burnt.
It's tough when that comes up.
I'm sorry, burnt.
It's not a positive adjective. You don't want things burnt. Sometimes charred. People like a charred dish.
But nobody ever says, good news, it's burnt.
No, they don't. That sucks.
You're right. At a restaurant, they don't say, could you take this back and please come back with it burnt?
Burnt. Oh, no.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean for that to be a burnt burn. I really didn't.
I know. And look, I go by Burnt, but my full name is Bertram, and I could have gone by my full name at any time.
Bertram. I like Bertram. I'm just going to say.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I've taken us off track. I've been told I do that from time to time.
And who characterized you that way?
My physical education teacher in high school. Yeah.
And was this about a literal track?
In a baton race, yes.
A
baton was passed to me. I ran towards the grass, across the track diagonally, into the bleachers, onto the campus, whatever. I don't want to rehash this.
I just want to know what.
No, please ask. Please ask. It's
well,
fine.
What did you, something catch your eye? Did you no longer want to be in track? Were you trying to?
Well, I've been told I'm a bit of a rebel.
Burnt. I know you're going to ask.
Yes. Who has characterized you as that?
My father. Bit of a rebel.
Interesting.
Without a cause.
Maybe
you
you're just
know.
Like your. Maybe you're just like your father. Too.
Maybe
bold.
I'm just like my father. That's a song, and that's a song I do know.
I'll take your word for it.
Yes.
What decade?
What decade? Oh, sexy question. Maybe I'm just like my father. I'm gonna go with the 80s. 80s for sure.
Final answer.
Mm-hmm. Two for two.
Yeah, two for two.
Congratulations.
Anyway.
I want to get back to what you said about your daughter singing and that she doesn't have a good voice and you're telling her to stop singing.
Well, okay.
I'm sorry. If I mischaracterize that, I apologize. It might have sounded harsh coming back to you in the way that I put it.
When you say it like that, it does sound quite harsh. But if a child has skills and lacks others, wouldn't you encourage said child to lean in to the skills at which they are talented?
It's such a tough call.
And perhaps to shy from the others? No.
Maybe, unless it just makes them happy, you know?
Okay, that's interesting. Okay.
We did a lot of different things with our kids that I probably would have gone back and changed and wouldn't have, you know, shown the boys how fire works quite so early.
Yeah.
And
arsonists.
I do regret that. Well, for a little while, they had a spell. There was a summer. Summer.
Okay.
Fire-themed gifts.
I've been accused of arson before. Mischaracterized as an arsonist.
Who characterized you as an arsonist? Was it the police?
A judge. The police department. A judge in the police department, actually.
And this was not involved. That didn't happen during a case involving arson. Are you saying that? No, it did.
It actually did. Okay. Yeah, it was a case involving arson.
Mm. Okay, so then... Did you commit arson?
If you light one fire, are you an arsonist or did you light a fire?
Excellent question.
That is a philosophical quandary.
Yes, and if a fire happens in a forest and no one's around to stop it.
A Jewish space laser started it.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I don't believe that. I don't believe anything that weirdo says.
That's a fun throwback. Forgot about that.
Speaking of throwbacks, am I being controlling like my husband, ex-husband says? Okay, well, speaking of throwbacks, this song, Something, Something, Baby, Oh, Help.
I'm telling you, I think it's, what if it's a song by, okay, so you said it has that vibe of the 70s, and 80s, it's in that genre, but a lot of artists currently use that genre. I'm thinking of The Weeknd, a lot of his songs sound
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars was the next one I was going to say.
Okay. Likes to do those pastiches.
That's right. What do you
think? Please, what's your question? I'm sorry, please.
It was just, what do you think, Lena? That's all it was. That was the best one.
I get so stressed.
Lena, what do you think?
Okay, no one ever asks me what I think, and I just have to get in there. It could be anything, but that's why I came to you guys, the community, and everyone's left me hanging. It could have even been something like, you'll always be my baby, oh. Like, I literally don't know.
All right, here, I'm going to really get down to it. Are you sure it was a male voice?
Mm. Ah.
Male presenting, male sounding, was it that? Did it pretty much sound like that?
That's an awesome question. I'm going to say.
Good one, Joe.
Thank you.
Joan, awesome. This, again, was a month ago. Keep in mind, I haven't slept, so we're going based off of memory.
I know.
All I actually caught was the O myself. The rest is word of mouth from my daughter. So the O sounded like a cacophony of voices. That's my final answer.
Could you replicate the O for us?
Sure. Okay, but I need to get in the...
Of course.
Something, something, baby. Oh, it was like there was a harmony.
So it was more of an ooh than an O?
Oh, don't come at me, girl.
Don't come at me.
I don't mean to come at you. I mean to come near you and help you figure this out.
Okay, you've got an open hand as opposed to a pointing finger?
Correct.
Okay. Okay,
hand that's underneath, like it's holding something, not up above.
like it's aggressive, an underhanded pitch. Okay, got it. Thank you. I can visualize it. I understand.
Okay, good.
I'm with you. Okay. Oh, it was. Listen, you guys are.
We don't mean to stress you out.
I have
really
not.
We were just trying to help, and boy, did we really gum it up.
I think you are lovely neighbors. I think you're awesome neighbors. Okay. Go with me here.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. Mm.
We are with you.
70s to 80s reminds me of Give It to Me, Baby by Rick James. Okay?
Right. This is
we're
right.
all on the same yep. page.
Covered, covered territory. We're there. Absolutely.
We have retained knowledge.
Yes. We're on the same page. But sounds like Earth, Wind, and Fire. Right. Maybe.
Oh, so you're just saying, you're just reviewing your post.
Sounds like Earth, Wind, and Fire, maybe. Right.
Maybe. Something,
and
something.
It goes something, something, baby. Oh, and the O is harmonized by a cacophony of voices, male, female, non-binary, perhaps. I can't say.
Yeah, we're there. Lena, we have got all of that. We're there.
Well, here's the thing. Do you remember the rest of my post? I ask here because you guys were pretty good at finding the name of the song in someone else's post. Right. But as soon as Lena Gomez comes along, nobody knows songs anymore. Nobody knows music. And my daughter is about to turn 8 years old. I haven't slept in a month. I don't mean to pop off at you, Bert and Joan. Bert and Joan.
Bertram, hang on a second. Now, let me clear something up, Lena. It was not out. If I'm understanding, this was on the Neighbor app, which is the app that we get the posts from. It is that app where people figured out what the song was for someone else, not this podcast.
I
just want to make that clear. You said that
we just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
You said we are same page. We said that we were the ones that helped last time. It was not us. I'm thinking maybe that's why you came on, because you thought that we were the ones who helped. And I'm so sorry that there's been a misunderstanding.
I haven't slept. I went and bought a microphone, headphones, a laptop. I got a laptop.
You had none of these things before. You did not have a laptop.
Thinking you guys were going to help me figure this out. I guess I did misunderstand.
Is your daughter there right now? Could she maybe come
in the front yard.
Sing the whole, again?
She's in the front yard.
The one with no fence.
With no fence. But she gets it. She gets it. I like
her. Could she maybe sing?
What do you mean she gets it?
She knows not to go with strangers.
Oh, okay. All
not
right.
To, yeah, she gets it. She gets it. Should I get her to sing it? I can.
That's
I'll get
what
her.
I'm, okay. I think that might help, right, Bernd?
Okay.
It's worth a try.
Okay.
Anything is at this point.
Okay. I'll get her. Give me a second.
Sure, of course.
Alina. Yes, I did name her. I put an A on the front of my name.
I think that's nice.
I've been called cocky before.
Now, who characterized you as cocky?
Fitting room attendant at Target. Yeah. Okay. Alina, honey. Okay. Yeah. I've got a nice man and a nice woman. No, they're not strangers. They're my friends. Just go with me, guys.
Of course.
They're
of
my
course.
Friends. Mm-hmm. They would like to help you find that song before you turn 8 years old. Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
she's
going to
come
it.
On. She's going to come on.
Oh, fantastic. Oh,
this is wonderful. Great, great.
Hi.
Hi, Alina.
Sweetie, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We were wondering if you could sing us a bit of that song that you listened to on your boombox out by the unfenced field.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Something, baby.
Don't forget the oh, Alina.
So, Alina, I have to ask you. You've heard this song several times, and you do enjoy the song.
Yeah, it's really good.
But you don't seem to recall how it goes.
No, because okay. So, help me something, baby.
Alina, don't forget the oh, damn it.
Oh, okay. Something, something, baby. Oh, that that would be how it goes. That's how it goes. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm, yeah.
Right. Are those great?
Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Are those the literal words?
Good question. You mean, is he actually singing something?
Yes.
No, like,
oh,
no. Ooh, I thought we had something.
I really did too. Something. Oh,
okay,
darn
Alina,
it.
Alina, back to the front yard.
She is a delight.
She's a sweetheart. Absolutely. Excellent painter, as I showed you. Not a great singer. Does not sing from her diaphragm. Doesn't get it. When I'm trying to,
Just literally doesn't get it.
But she's a good girl. Mm-hmm.
What if I? This is crazy. What if I just put something, something, baby, O into the internet and see what comes up?
Joan, you think I haven't done that?
Oh, I've been doing that this whole time.
Go ahead.
Doug's been doing it the whole time.
Something, something, baby, oh, 70s.
Okay, the whole time?
You've just been putting it over and over again.
Yes.
Over and over.
Google keeps giving me the same damn results.
I don't think they update that quickly, Google results. I don't think that within a half hour.
We need it quickly.
No, that's true.
Something, something.
I do have an idea.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Where it could be.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Let's see if you hear this.
There is a light in my eyes. My first love broke my heart for the first time. And I was like, baby, 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 oh.
Oh.
This is it. This is it. This is it.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh, like, baby,
baby, baby. So the something, something was baby. Thought you'd always be mine.
This is it. This is it. Thank you.
Oh my goodness, this is so emotional. I never thought that song could make me cry.
I can sleep tonight. Oh. I can put it on.
What is that? Is that Justin Bieber?
Who is that?
It's Justin Bieber.
It is Justin Bieber.
Oh my gosh.
Doug, can I ask you, how did you finally arrive at that song after punching something, something, baby O into the computer over and over again?
Stuck in the Overlook Hotel slipping on peanut shells.
The baby key. Mm-hmm. Or the baby key.
Sorry.
None of the letters for something were working. So it was just baby. They got
no,
stuck.
I'm sorry, I've lost you, honey. None of the letters were working. What do you mean? None of the keys were working.
On the keyboard that spell something.
Mm.
The S.
Why are the keys
the o,
so
the
sticky?
N, the E.
Let's move on. Let's
why are the keys? Okay.
Well, Lena, I could not be happier that
we solved this mystery.
I'm so glad.
I'm so sorry that it was slow help. But you know what? I hope that it is still help and you can sleep.
Better late than never. Tonight I will be sleeping. I'm throwing this on my baby girl's playlist.
Oh, I'm so glad. Oh, and a happy birthday to Alina as well.
When does she turn eight?
In 8 months. From now.
I thought it was a real cliffhanger moment where we were racing towards a deadline.
I almost thought the birthday was today. I really thought it was coming up very soon.
That was the vibe I gave off.
It was the vibe you gave off.
I thought I could get the best work out of you guys.
And you know what? You did.
Yeah. And to find out that the two somethings were actually two additional babies is really just mind blowing right now.
I didn't know you were manipulating us, and I would characterize you as sneaky.
Well, you would be not the first to do that.
Who beat me to it?
A detective.
Well, Lena, thank you so much.
Thank you.
A local detective.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much for appearing on the show, and I'm glad. I think this probably sets a lot of minds at rest right now. Mm.
Thank you so much for having me. It has been a blessing and an honor. And
if your ex-husband is listening, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, please send a message to him, because I was going to say I'd like to spite him, but go ahead. What would you say to him?
If your ex-husband is listening, we would like him to rate and review and subscribe to the podcast.
Wonderful.
All right. Well, we have to take a break.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lena. We will take a break and we'll be right back with the end of the Neighborhood Listen.
Thank you. My name is Denise. The headline is Dia de los Muertos mask. Hey, neighbors, is anyone selling Dia de los Muertos type of face mask or know of a place close by that is? My husband asked me to get one last minute for him, and I don't have time to go gallivanting around to look for one. TIA, jack-o'-lantern emoji.
And welcome back to The Neighborhood Listen. We just have time for another post from The Neighbor Hap. And I found this one, Joan, first of all, but before we get into that, what a satisfying moment that we were able to solve that song mystery.
Yeah, I was like, we're not going to talk about that. I mean, that was Doug, babe, really great job.
Thank you. I have to say, Doug, you did great work there eventually. And I was very happy for Lena and that she could finally get some sleep.
Oh, absolutely. And sometimes you just don't know if Doug's even paying attention, and all of a sudden you realize he's been listening.
I know,
the
I just
time.
Assume he's not, but I was proven wrong.
Now, why do you assume that?
Huh? What? We don't have time for this.
Do
Doug.
I give that impression?
Oh, babe, it's just so many times. You know, I'll be like, "We're doing this tomorrow," and then you act like I never said it, and then it's just like, "Well, you probably were listening." It's it's just basic marriage stuff.
It's not
but
me. So, okay. All right, we have this post. This is very, very curious to me, this post. And the image has closed, and let me get the image back open. Here we go. So this
Double
is
click.
In the... thank you, Doug.
See, he's listening.
That's the proof. And this is a post. This is in the for sale and free section. And the post reads, "Girl's first bike... $25, and this is Peggy who has posted this. Mm-hmm. Great for everyone to get some exercise. Tires need air, but otherwise in good condition. And the picture is a package of organic chunky guacamole. There is not a bike in sight. And certainly the text of the post does not mention guac at all. So I don't know what could have happened here.
I mean, and not only that, but it's Kirkland Signature, which it came from Costco.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
Where you can buy guacamole and a bike.
That's true. Maybe that's what happened.
And a casket.
Yes. Is that true? I mean, do you see them in the aisles?
Sure. I mean, I think it could be an online thing, but I think there might be some places where you see them in the aisles. Oh, I mean, you can literally get anything there.
Headstones?
You got me there. I'm not sure.
From Eldon.
The return policy is amazing.
Doug loves Costco. How else could we supply our nut room if we didn't go get them at Costco?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Are you worried about animals getting in?
That ship has sailed.
Now, what does that mean?
We had a break-in a couple nights ago.
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, did you look up the Nest Cam footage yet, babe?
I haven't looked at it, but I can tell a huge pack, multiple species have ransacked.
Multiple species. Wow. Wow.
There were feathers. There was fur. So we know that it was an interspecies.
Scales.
Wow, that sounds it's like you got a Noah's Ark situation going on in the nut room.
So now we lock it. We padlock it at night, which is fine. Here's the thing. Is it that she meant to post guacamole and got the text wrong, or she wanted to post about a bike and put up the wrong picture?
I mean, she must have taken obviously she must have taken a picture of the bike at some point and she meant to post that. But she also, for some reason, took a picture of this guacamole.
Right. Why would she do that?
Yes, exactly.
That is a good question.
That's curious to me. Why would someone take it? Because sometimes if you find a thing that you like, you might take a picture of it. So you have to remember, I want to get this brand again. You know,
that's
but
true.
I mean,
speaking from sorry, Doc, I don't mean to bag on you, Dave, but you know, you send a man to your husband to the store sometimes to just, you say, get guacamole. And then they inevitably are like, there was no guacamole. And you're like, well, yes, there was this whole aisle full of guacamole.
Right,
or they want to know exactly the kind. And it does help, Doug, if I send him a picture of exactly that product.
Absolutely.
Then he just holds the phone out in front of him a couple of feet. And then he just scans like this. And he's just waiting until something matches up.
Well, like he's got a Geiger counter?
Yeah.
And it helps.
That's the best way we've found for him to actually go get something at the store for me.
So maybe this person was fresh from shopping, or maybe they just love this guacamole and they saved that picture to their camera roll forever.
Yeah. And also, if it's a girl's, if girl's first bike.
Girl's first bike.
First bike, which would indicate that perhaps it's for a little girl, so as a smaller bike, but it says great for everyone to get some exercise. Is she expecting everyone to use it as a family bike? That's not logical.
So maybe she's saying, if you're the size of a small girl, you could use this bike. It's that's what it's known as. That gives you an idea of how big it is. And maybe even the color scheme, perhaps you'd have an idea. But I guess more it's about the bar. The bar is there's no bar there.
Oh, right. Sure.
Right. So it could be any color, but there's no bar.
I thought you meant bar as in it really lowers the bar. There is no bar for a girl's bike. Meaning like a figurative bar. Like you really lower the bar when it comes to girls' bikes.
Girls' bikes could either be fantastic or they could be absolute garbage. It could be a broom handle with a couple wheels taped to it.
Bernd, I have so many questions about your childhood.
I'm just going along with your theory about the bar for girls' bikes.
Yeah, but that sounded so specific. Like that, did someone make that for you and call it a bike?
I had a homemade bike that I called a bike, and I could not convince the other kids to refer to it as a bike, but to me, it definitely was a bike, and it served the same purpose. I had to carry the basket myself, but that does not mean that it was not a bike.
And you made it because your parents wouldn't buy you a bike?
I wouldn't let them. I refused their offer of a bike. I said,
why?
I'm going to make a better bike.
Oh, and what did the bike look like?
Let's see. It was part of an old banister, and I think I had shopping cart tires. It was just everything I could scavenge from the woods.
Please say they didn't steer like shopping cart tires.
Oh, they did for sure. But it's only two of them, so it felt more manageable. The handlebars were just sort of sleeves that I would put my arms into. And
sleeves?
Yeah, they were metallic fabric. Look, I don't think we have time to get into this. Well, thank you once again, everyone, for listening to The Neighborhood Listen. We are, we're here every week. If you have, you can follow us on Instagram at The Neighborhood Listen, all one word. And, you can write to us at burntandjoan@gmail.com. If you have, a post from Neighbor Hap or from the doorbell community or whatever, wherever people post about suspicious or fun activities, and you can send those on to us again. No comment threads. We will not read those. I think that's it. I think that's it. Well, anything
to
add,
Joe? I think we did it today. And I just want you to just challenge yourself one of these nights that you want to go out trolling for murder scenes. Just stay inside. Mm.
I'll take that under advisement. I can't promise anything. In fact, I'm going to tell you that I'm not going to take your advice, but I do. But I do appreciate it. I do appreciate it.
Well, and I appreciate your honesty.
If you'd like a pack of mixed nuts, you know, on your adventures.
A pack of them?
Or if you'd like a copy of
make packs.
Or if you'd like a copy of the comedy Mixed Nuts, we also have that in the nut room.
Oh, but which Mixed Nuts? I mean, there are so many.
No, the movie with Rita Wilson.
Oh, I forgot that was a movie. Yes, with Rita Wilson. Who else was in that movie?
I don't know. But let's go ahead and say it's probably Rita Wilson, Kevin Bacon, Daryl Hannah, and Elliot Gould.
Fair enough. That sounds like mixed nuts to me. All right. Well, thank you for listening to The Neighborhood Listen once more.
Until next time, goodbye.
And bye. The Neighborhood Listen is executive produced and hosted by me, Paul F. Tompkins.
And me, Nicole Parker.
Our producers are Brett Morris and Judith Cardbo.
The show is engineered by Brett Morris, who also plays Doug.
Our guest today was Ego Wodim,
The Neighborhood Listen is an Earwolf production.
Want more of The Neighborhood Listen? Sign up and get a free month of Stitcher Premium. Go to stitcherpremium.com/neighborhood, select the monthly plan, and use the promo code NEIGHBORHOOD.